If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I'm home cooked, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? I'm home cooked, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down? They ain't believe in me in the beginning. Don't wanna hang around, now they see me winning. I'm home cooked, you're standing trial. Why ain't I see you round back when I was down?
Yo, 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 what's up, world? This your boy, Big Court from the Holding Court Podcast. You already know what it is. And today's episode is sponsored by none other than the ice cream man himself, Master P, my big brother. He's got this new ice cream, vanilla. I love some ice cream, but this is, I'm telling you, it's rich, it's creamy, it's all of that. It's, you know, this is some next level stuff right here. So y'all go to the grocery store, tell them people, we ain't talking about Baskin Robbins. We need that ice cream man. So, man, go check that out at your local grocery store.
What's up, world? It's your boy Big Court here on the Holding Court Podcast with my partner, Producer Ken. What's up with you, fam?
What's going on, bro? Chillin'.
Already. So, man, we got a special guest in here today. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The myth, the legend.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You said this shit right.
Activist, Crip. Comedian, social media superstar.
I'm not a comedian. I just say I'm Snoo the fuck I am.
He Snoo the fuck he is. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
On Hood, 55th Street. We gonna keep it nifty 50 up in this bitch.
That's it.
Crip Mac, what's good with you, cuzzo?
On Hood.
Yeah.
Shit, it's a nifty day. Woke up this morning. I'm blessed. I'm not in jail. I'm getting my increments on Hood. Doing nifty things. I see you do your program time five. I've been on my fucking program
Oh,
time
for sure.
Five.
On the four, bro. See, I'm from the four block.
All right, well, you can program time
I'm
four. We doing program time five.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what I mean? I program how I program, you know. See, my thing is I wanted to stay cell block ready because I used to be into some bullshit.
Right.
So in case I had to get on that yard, I was ready.
You're already programmed.
Yeah,
you ready
already.
For go on,
already. So, man, let's get into it. Let's get into it, bro, because you, man. A lot of people hit me up like, man, you got to get the homie Crip Mac. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know who you was. You know what I'm saying? I had to go and look it up. I was like, man, this nigga live right here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the niftiest of all nifty motherfuckers.
Hey, I never heard of 55th Street till you. You know what I'm saying? So you put the hood on the map for real.
I mean, T-Fly from 5-5, the singer. Cuz from 5-5.
Yeah. Well, he didn't represent like you, though.
Cuz represent. I mean, how would you say it? Cuz he was a singer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let's start from the beginning, though, bro. So you born and raised in L.A.?
No, cuz. I stayed out here when I was younger. Then I snooped to Texas as a teenager.
Oh, for real?
Oh,
Okay. What part of Texas?
See, that was Houston.
So you talking about Charleston.
Custerson motherfucking White.
Custerson White. So we going to call him Custerson
White. That's
Cud's
name.
Okay.
That's the Custer's name. Custerson White. No hood.
He done ran afoul of some motherfuckers in Texas, too. He didn't talk shit. Houston, some motherfuckers from Houston on his ass.
Disrespect to Nipsey Hussle. Fuck Cud. Anybody that's with Cud or where Cud from, fuck him.
Yeah.
On neighborhood crib.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give a fuck.
So let's start from the beginning, bro. So you moved to Texas, and then you came back to L.A. Right?
Yeah.
So you came back to L.A. at how old?
Teenager.
Okay, so that's when you get introduced to the gangbanging.
Shit, when I was younger, I still got cousins that's a lot older than me because they ain't 30, so they was gangbanging when I was 10. When I was 9, they was gangbanging. Mm-hmm. So the gangbanging shit, I've been seeing this shit, you find me?
Yeah.
But not until a teenager cared to really think about the shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
On hood.
So you start banging kind of what people would consider late.
Yeah, late, kind of hood. Yeah.
So what made you want to be down with the hood? You know, what drew you into it? You
know I don't know, cuz. It's like a teenager, kid, like 15, 16. Mm-hmm. Nigga was claiming the shit but never been put on. You got to get put on. You got to come in these alleys and get beat up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get put on. You don't get put on, cuz. You just claim shit. Niggas will kill you.
Yeah.
We keep it 55th Street. The shit ain't a game. This lifestyle ain't a game.
So let me ask you, what was the appeal, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you came to the hood. What made you say, you know what? I like what I see. Whatever the fuck going on, I want to be a part of that. What was the appeal?
It's more so kind of area. Monte State on 45th and West. So you find me up the street. It's the 5-5. They just up the street.
Yeah.
You find me. So the 40s here and the 50s right here on hood. So it's, yeah, that's just how that shit went. Kill, like, this is what we going to do. We going to do this shit right. No custer shit. You find me. Let's go ahead and get this shit done.
So did you come in, was that a lingo that they already had? Like your lingo, or is that some shit you
the
developed?
Homies, all the homies talk like that.
Do they?
Yeah, I just
from
went viral
55th
with it.
Or
55 and 57.
Okay.
That's the 50s, that's how we sound. But I went viral more than anybody else with the shit. But as far as homies talk like that, though.
Okay. So you talking about, but just your section, though, because I've been in L.A. long time.
Just the 50s, the 5-5s and 5-7s.
Okay. I used to hear, you know, the Wasomi Kwan?
Yeah.
He be doing little skits with the 5 and all that shit, too.
Oh,
he been doing that for a while.
Oh, okay.
But not
skits. Fuck Wasomi Kwan.
Oh, shit, you got beef with Wasomi Kwan?
Cut out a gangbanger. I don't like anybody to imitate this shit, because it's not a game. Niggas really die five this shit. Cut, and that Xavier motherfucker, fuck him on neighborhood crib.
You talking about, like, the little nigga?
Yeah, fuck Xavier? On neighborhood crib.
Okay, yeah.
I don't like niggas that act like this shit, cuz you're not from this. You're not about this shit, my nigga. On neighborhood crib.
Now,
hold up.
Now, I saw the Xavier, the little nigga,
yeah,
right?
Fuck,
He called himself gangbanging?
He don't gangbang, impersonate like, cuz.
Yeah,
I don't like shit like
that.
Because motherfuckers say, oh, I'm an actor. I'm not an actor. I'm really snoo the fuck I am. On neighborhood cribs, I don't like impersonators, cuz. I hate it.
So you feel like Xavier is mocking the gang culture?
Mocking the shit is disrespect.
Okay, I got you.
Watch homie Kwan mocking the shit is disrespect. Watch up Mickey Cud real crip. So Cud doing the shit, he know about the shit. He from somewhere. It's not disrespect. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you feel like if they was from the soil for real, from
where they from, where they from, but they don't gangbang. They don't gangbang. They was from a hood.
Yeah.
All right, you would understand more because there's more county jails, more shootings, more prison. There's none of that shit with them motherfuckers. They just grew up over there, so they know what the fuck is going on. So it's like, hey, you really ain't lived this shit, my nigga.
That's why you
and there's niggas in the penitentiary in the county jail that's just like me and worse and don't give a fuck. I don't like impersonations.
Okay.
I don't like
it. So you feel like it's a mockery.
It's a fucking mockery.
Yeah.
Does that that extend to like the acting and shit too, when people have to play a role and they ain't really from
it? No, they can do that. But when you do that shit on the internet all day, every fucking day about different people's hood, I'm just waiting to watch homie Quan or Xavier say something about 5-5 real funny. When you want to knock the shit out them niggas in that 55th Street alley.
You know Xavier a little nigga. What do you like?
I don't give a fuck. I'll slap Cub and spit on Cub like you from Snoop. Fuck Cub.
Yeah.
On neighborhood crib.
So speaking of Hoover, so how long 55th, you know, how long 5-5 and Hoover been at it?
We neighborhood Crips, so it's years back.
Do you know where that beef started from?
It started years back.
But you don't know the specific incident, though.
Well, we know how that shit go. Older homies tell homies that type of shit all the time, though, you know. But
so let me ask you, Crip Mac. So coming into the gangbanger understanding, do you know the history of the Crips, how it all started and all that?
Yeah, I know all that shit. You gotta know that type of shit. Older homies gonna tell you that type of shit. But my hate mo fighter Snoovers is more so that's been our enemies, Kevin. When Tiny Hardhead got killed, whole neighborhood Crip. Fuck all them.
So you lost a personal homie.
Personal motherfucking homie. To other sides of different hoods, different niggas also.
Yeah.
So I don't take this shit as a game.
Yeah.
So how when niggas imitate this shit like it's funny in games, cause it's not funny. Whole neighborhood Crip. I'm a great man. I give back for the community. I care about motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, we gonna get into that.
Whole
yeah.
neighborhood Crip. That shit there, cause I can't fucking stand it.
So Hoover would be more of an arch rival than a blood gang at this point.
It's all no.
It's
what area it is and what it surrounds us.
Okay,
that's what it's about.
But I'm saying for you personally, though.
No.
Okay, because I mean
it's them and it's bloods, different bloods, but that's immediate. You know what immediate means? It's like right here.
Yeah,
surround us immediate.
And you surrounded
how
by
shit is
you
going
surrounded
right
by
now.
Grims and who else?
Yeah, the psych Grims on hood.
Yeah. Is the Denver Lanes close over there?
Yeah, they on the other side, by the over there on this side.
You know? Okay, okay. So, shit, once you started your gangbanging and shit, what was the wildest shit? Like, once you got into it and got in the hood and got put on, like, what was it, what you knew it was going to be? Did it get active right then, or had it already got active for you?
It's been active. It gets more active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever been hit?
Nah.
Luckily, yeah. Yeah, but you done had a lot of homies hit, though.
Yeah.
So, what was your first stint, you know what I'm saying, in behind gangbanging? The first time you had to sit down in jail?
Oh, shit. Well, I just pretty much, before all this shit, the jail shit was going to jail fast.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Serving work, you know, shit like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's that type of shit on hood, you know, mm-hmm. you know, salts and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
On hood, then parole violation type shit, just mm-hmm. that type of shit. And then, of course, guns, that shit's normal.
Yeah.
Shit's normal.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you, so Crip Mac, before the banging, right, what did you want to do? Like, did you ever had dreams of, like, playing football or some shit like that? Like, what was the kid Crip Mac like?
Cause I just like Snoop Dogg, and nigga wanted to see a Crip, and I liked music. That's mm-hmm. all it was,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. So you wanted to get into music as a kid?
Yeah, music. But like I said, I got older cousins and shit that's Crips still to this day. But they're mm-hmm. older, care. So I still wanted to see a Crip, but I was young. And
yeah,
I didn't get put on to the teenage years
yeah.
later.
Yeah, but before that, you never wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying? Just do like regular shit. Just like, fuck it, I'm gonna play
Crippin'
football.
Is regular, yeah. Crippin' not
outside
regular.
Of Crippin'.
What the fuck is regular?
Outside of Crippin', I'm saying you never aspired to, like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, no football, basketball, firefighter, no shit like that.
Nothing like that of the sort. No, mm-hmm. I just would watch TV,
mm-hmm.
play basketball time to time.
Mm-hmm.
That was better. But I liked music. I liked music. Mm-hmm. I liked Dub C and Ice Cube, what's the other little fat motherfucker's name from Inglewood? Like,
Mac 10?
Yeah, fuck.
You said you did or you didn't like Mac 10?
I like some of Cuz.
Yeah. Yeah, why you say fuck Mac 10?
Costco, no Hunnits Hood.
That's what. So what's that? That's Queen Street? Is that where, that's where Mac 10 from?
What the fuck that shit is.
So you ain't fucking with Mac 10 because he a blood or he did some shit?
I don't fuck with no, really. I'm just gonna keep it 50-50 mm-hmm. with you. I like Dub C. Mm-hmm. I like Ice Cube, okay? That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
He just come on a record sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Them not my type of people.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube, would you consider Ice Cube, obviously he in your top five, huh?
Ice Cube, something nifty.
Yeah, who your top five?
My top five, God damn, let me see. Yeah, I like, you know, Nipsey Hussle,
mm-hmm.
Dub C,
mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg, On Hood. I do a nigga do a Conrad from 6 something.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta do five. You gotta do T Fly. Get cut from 5-5. So
damn. So you L.A. to the heart.
Fucking woo.
You L.A. to the heart. So you a young nigga though. You don't fuck with none of the young niggas. The music, the young nigga music.
I don't fuck with that shit. I can't relate.
Really.
Yeah, I feel like everybody his name is kind of from our era.
Yeah,
like,
that's from
I'm 40.
Era. For sure.
Yeah, I can't relate to none of that shit.
Because that's like the jail felony era. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, jail felony. Shout out to jail felony out there in San Diego.
You fuck with the sack music. You fuck with Bo and Lynch and all that.
X-Rated.
I heard a song. Matter of fact, I don't remember the girl's name. God damn it. Brother Lynch, huh?
Yeah, Brother Lynch.
Rest in piss.
Rest in piss.
You custer motherfuckers. Yeah, so neighborhood Crip. Rest
that's
in
our
piss.
Generation right there.
Yeah, I like rest in piss.
Yeah, you fuck with Mozzie?
God.
He all right?
Yeah, he just, he a Damu that ain't, I ain't never hear him disrespect no Crips. And plus, he a Damu far, far, far the fuck from here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he cool. Yeah, man, he cool. I like his murder drill music.
Yeah, yeah. You fuck with the Chicago sound or the Atlanta shit? Or no, you
just listen straight to how LA. It sounds. I've been doing a lot of features with a lot of motherfuckers all across the world lately. Mm-hmm. Haven't I, Lupe? Studio every goddamn day and night.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make time to have some Popeye's chicken and hang with the homies.
Yeah. So when the Popeye's chicken shit come in, what made you grew up on that shit?
Yeah, everybody grew up on a broke nigga special, okay? That was when they had the little two-piece issue. That shit is nothing new.
Yeah. So why Popeye's, not why not Church's of Kentucky?
That's what niggas looked fired on hood. Yeah. It's the motherfucking Tuesday Popeye's chicken special, and that's just what it's been since years.
You fuck with Church's?
No, I don't really fuck with them, no.
You don't fuck with the Louisiana?
I've had Louisiana a few times right there on Vernon and Western with a tiny hardhead FIP and Lady Ducky Lupe. We were to get drunk all fucking day on the corner on Vernon and Western, eat Louisiana chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then my boy Tiny J Stain, I was just in Wayside with Cub, Free Cub. Mm-hmm. That nigga beating up the bubbles, making them scream, knocking them out. Glove, Cub. On hood.
Hey, so the first time, so let me ask you this, bro. The first time that you got locked down, what was that like? Because I know Crips is usually outnumbering the Bloods, you know what I'm saying? But when you went to jail, like, did you have to, is 5-5 aligned with a lot of Crip sets? So when you get in the county, I know that
we're
shit.
We neighborhood
like
Crips. We're the neighborhood card. We're a small hood. We active hood. We the neighborhood. We neighborhood Crips.
Yeah.
That's what we is.
So when you get into the county.
It's neighborhood.
Yeah. So I'm saying, do you align yourself with like 60s and all the other shit? Crips,
they neighborhoods.
Okay.
They neighborhoods.
Okay.
So as long as they don't do no custard shit around me, they good with Crip Mac.
Yeah, yeah. So did you have to run a bunch of fades when you got
a it's a lot of fades with enemies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. What was the one to stick out in your head? Who had hands? Who
I wouldn't say had hands. I would say a nigga a little bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know, work out every cut, got he hitting hard. Yeah. Nigga, bad news from Psych Rams.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a Damu. You respect his hands.
I mean, it is what it is. It's part of gang banging.
Yeah, yeah. You ever took an L?
I've took a few L's.
Yeah. You ever been slept?
I ain't never been put to sleep. Okay. I've been knocked down though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you respect that shit.
I mean, it's part of gangbang.
Yeah.
It's part of gangbang. You from where? All right. It's just how the shit is.
You ever had to run phase back to back?
On hood.
Mm-hmm. They pack you out in there? You ever?
Just head up fades.
Head up.
Head up fades.
Okay, that's respect. That's respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you lost your tooth in jail, too.
Yeah.
How that happen? What happened with that?
Fighting nigga from Psych Rams.
Yeah, that same nigga or another nigga?
Nah, a nigga named G Brazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd he do, kick you?
Nah, Cuff fired on me. I was squabbling with Cuff. Okay. Cuff fired on me on hood.
Uh-huh.
We had CCB in the holding tanks on hood.
Yeah. But you a big motherfucker, though. What you, about 270, 280?
About 275, right, Lupe? 35 on it? 275. About 275. I'm big, you know?
Yeah.
But Cuff, he been on the penitentiary yard some years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cuff, older nigga. Yeah. So Cuff probably about 340 on swole, though, Cuff. Yeah. But you see Cuff a lot bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On neighborhood crib. I keep it 55th Street. Mm-hmm. You fight me? Cuff coming home. I'm at CCB. Cuff coming to holding tank. You know, you see, I got their hood whacked out on my motherfucking hand. Ain't never covering it up. Mm-hmm. Same shit with my motherfucking head. So it go like this. Cuz come up in there. Where you from? I need that.
Yeah.
Just like that. West Side Brims, I need that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say no.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
It is what it is. I'm from where I'm from. You from where you from.
Yeah.
All right, nigga, let's get it in. Mm-hmm. That's just how the shit goes.
Okay.
This shit ain't a game. This is not five play.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas don't go back and forth with these motherfuckers out here on hood. Mm-hmm. Especially in that county jail. Your name is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you would say the county worse than prison.
All right. Well, look. County jail, cuh. You from where you from. Mm-hmm. But it's your enemies. It's your enemies. It's a lot of fighting on neighborhood crib. Penitentiary politics were black.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you just don't fuck up as a black in that motherfucking. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody. More like we're black.
Yeah.
We got to stick five together. You know, mm-hmm. niggas still from where they from. It's still issues, but we all a race.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the county jails, different motherfuckers going back and forth from different hoods. I was like, oh, yeah, cuz. Oh, neighborhood crib. I'm in there with a gang of homies, cut. And we just keep getting them.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's the same sway they're gonna do motherfuckers at CJ. So once we get you motherfuckers at Wayside, they already know what it is. Mm-hmm. On neighborhood crib.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this though. So you in the county, right? And your rivals is your rivals. But then you go to the yard, you go to prison. So if you got a band together as blacks, would you still got to do that with Hoovers?
I wouldn't talk with them.
Okay.
But as far as blacks,
yeah,
we're black. Okay. As riots come off, we're black.
Right.
I ain't got no words for you, care. I'm mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. Ain't got no words at all.
So do you still mix it up with them until it's time to riot, or y'all just don't, you know what I'm saying? You just don't fuck with them, but
blacks, it's like blacks is blacks, but you do got some motherfuckers, you know, that they still want to get that issue in, cause you can't stir nothing down in jail.
Yeah.
You can't roll your custer ass off the yard. You can't leave these dorms or these cell units just because it's a gang of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes motherfuckers gonna beat you or kill you in this jail. That's why jail is not a fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing, never cover up your tattoos. That's custer shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fans, people worldwide. Mm-hmm. Never cover your tattoos. You can cover up a sitch name. Yeah. That's not part of gang banging, but your gang tattoos never do it.
How long you had the tats on your face?
Oh, shit, care, like 2 years now.
Okay, so you got the F on the other side. That's the Falcons.
That's the 50s. That's the logo of the hat.
Okay.
It's the 50s.
Okay, and then I see. And
yes,
the five.
Yes, then the five. Yeah. 55. And it's a five on my motherfucking neck with the five fingers. 5-5 crit! Lupe! Neighborhood, bro.
Shit, he made me want to start throwing up the phone and shit. He made me want to start taking it back. Hey, the thing is, it's funny, bro, because, you know, we was talking before we went on air. You know what I mean? You the same age as my daughter, you know?
Right, right.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
All right, you told me.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's a difference, bro. You fully, well, I don't want to say now, because, I mean, I know you got the ankle thing, but you're obviously gang-affiliated. I ain't going to put the banger on you, because I know you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm a Crip.
You're a Crip.
I'm a motherfucking Crip.
But it's a difference between gang-affiliated, gang member, and gang banger.
I'm a Crip.
Right. But you acknowledge there's a difference, though. Right?
I know the difference.
Yeah, right.
I'm a Crip. Right, regardless. Right. However the fuck they look at, I'm a Crip.
Right. So what you think about affiliates and members? Opposed to motherfuckers being for real active.
Do we keep it 55 straight? Do we keep it 55 straight?
Always.
Well, affiliates, somebody like you say, you grew up in the area.
Yep. Cool.
They never hit the alleys get put on. All mm-hmm. right. Remember somebody that's from there. Cool, mm-hmm. cool, cool. Banger. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Them play ball niggas. It's a big difference. You got your motherfuckers that look outside the homies. You got motherfuckers that come to the hood. They fuck with the homies. They from the hood. Then you got motherfuckers that, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they niggas from the hood. They boys from the hood. Mm-hmm. You hear me? Then you got them niggas that just come around.
Yeah.
Call them party Crips. Come around. Then when it's time for I get DP, you ain't never going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
Them custers you can't trust.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what can a motherfucker like that do in the county jail? God, that's bad. You're running from FaZe in the hood from the homies. What the fuck you gonna do in that? Oh, goddamn.
Like, motherfucker gonna get ate up in
that
there,
shit
huh?
is bad. No, serious shit.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, that shit is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the streets show how niggas were programming that penitentiary or how they were programming that county jail. If you can't go to the hood and there's an issue with the homies, you don't want to get that out the sweat. What the fuck you going to do in the county jail when all your enemies is in there?
Yeah.
And guess what? You already went viral because you've been doing music with Crip Mac.
Yeah.
If the blue chuck fits it, wear that motherfucker on hood. Cut no snoo the fuck I'm talking about. Homies know. On neighborhood Crip and Cage, still ain't came around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just waste my time on a great motherfucking track that could have made a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Custer shit.
So speaking of the music in the streets, what you think about rap niggas that you think the flag is for sale nowadays?
What flag?
In terms of red or blue. You think you got, so now you see how the industry and the streets is kind of coming together. Like you got rap niggas that want to be gangbangers. And what they'll do is they'll get with a reputable nigga from the hood
and pay him.
And pay him. And then all of a sudden, they with the set.
That big soldier.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's a lot of, so think about it. When you talk about Soulja Boy, he's supposed to be from, was it Fruit Town?
I heard him and Chris Brown. And Chris Brown. Back,
right. So how does that
happen? But Chris Brown's from Baltimore, though. Originally.
No, he's from one of them Carolinas or Virginia or some shit like that.
Yeah, somewhere.
But he ain't from L.A. or Compton, you know what I'm saying? So it seems, even with Lil Wayne, seemed like the flag is for sale. You know, if a motherfucker could come to you, right? One of these rap niggas, like, shit, I want to be down with the blue side. They come put you on their program, and all of a sudden they feel like they can wear the flag and they can represent.
Oh, no. That's what that Mac 10, that Birdman, and Lil Wayne Custer ass shit. Uh-huh. It don't go like that. Yeah. It don't go like that, cuz.
Right. Now, Mac 10, I think, was really from where he from.
Cuz, really from where he from.
Yeah.
Birdman, I'm giving 55th Street. Birdman and Lil Wayne went to Copy Kill. Mm-hmm. That was like they big homie. On hood, you fired me? That's where they got that shit from. But Birdman, don't you think you a little 5-0 to see doing that shit, my nigga?
I think they was on some Crip shit before, huh?
I never
bling
watched
bling video. Oh,
you know, you know what's funny is I never watched Cash Money shit. I never listened to it. Yeah. I wasn't into the Cash Money shit.
Oh, okay.
I actually started listening when Mac 10 did his album over there because the album was hard.
Yeah, now that album was hard. That Banga Ball album was hard. Yeah. Did you listen to the Banga Ball Mac 10 album?
I never listened. It's a great album.
Yeah.
It's a great album.
Did you listen to the Bloods and Crips? That's before your time, but
I just listen to this shit on YouTube sometimes, but that's everything gonna see all right.
The first, okay. Which one was that on?
Everything gonna see all right.
That was on the second album.
Sing it, Lupe. Sing, goddammit. I'm rushing out here.
Steady dipping.
Everything gonna see all right. So, everything's gonna see all right.
Let me ask you this, Kurt, man.
Shout out to Senlok, by the way. That's the homie.
Yeah, let me ask you this. So, do Crips beef with Pyrus too? You know what I'm saying? Because I know
let's keep it 55th straight.
Yeah.
Pyrus is more so Compton.
Right.
That's Compton Crips and them.
Right.
You find me? Right. I can do a song with a nigga from Treetop Pyrus or somebody like that. You find me? Them not immediate enemies, but a nigga from over here in the Brims or nigga from Hoover, whatever. It's never gonna motherfucking happen. Mm-hmm. $5 million, I spit in cuff face. I don't need that on neighborhood Crip, nigga. Yeah. I'll grind. I'll get it out the motherfucking mud, nigga. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Lupe, she's the driver.
Hey, so let me ask you this. So you got beef with the Jap 5 nigga is from Hoover, right? So would you do it? Would you do a celebrity boxing thing? Because I know Bosco called you out.
Yeah.
Right? And Bosco came to the show. You know, he a friend of the show. What's your issue with Bosco? Does he have an issue with you?
We're going to keep it 55th Street, working with C-Bop and Out the Mud ENT. Mm-hmm. It's good people contacting me. You know, C-Bop and the homies. Mm-hmm. They contact me about a skit. So it was a while back. It should be fine. I went to jail like January, February-ish. On Huston. So I told him, I said, look. I said, all right. He hit me up about it. I was thinking. I said, yeah, cool. You know, let's see something funny. You know, you got a sense of humor. They say, I got a sense of humor. Let's make some increments. But then see, working with management and shit. So they was like, you know, you're not going to do it for free. Let's try to get something. So I told him. So I told Cole, Neighborhood Crip, $350. He took it. He looked. He's like, I'm not going to pay it. I'm like, all right, and that was it. But now that I've been blowing up and blowing up, he said I would hit that county jail and what? PC up, and it didn't happen, and it won't happen. Oh, Neighborhood Crip, so once the blow-up kept going, that's when he wanted to bring that message out. It's like he saved it in his phone. But at the same time, Bosco knows some of my homies, and he has people that also know. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, motherfuckers know him.
Yeah. So it ain't you think it's something y'all can squash, or y'all trying to do that shit in the ring and get to the money?
We're gonna fight in the ring. I don't give a fuck what we do.
Yeah. But you don't consider Bosco an enemy for real, for real.
I mean, Bosco's a clown.
Okay.
Fucking clown.
So you put him in the same category as Charleston?
No. I'll keep it 55th Street. No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Charleston worse.
The worstest.
The worst.
Worse than Jap 5.
Yeah.
Worse, yeah.
So Jap 5, y'all beef just because he from the rivals.
Yeah, pretty much that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Charleston, he disrespected. Well,
he disrespect Nip also.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you get in the ring with Charleston on the celebrity thing?
I'm not gonna promote nothing he's doing.
Okay.
You call the police, you do this, you do that. Yeah. I'm not going to put a motherfucking nickel in your pocket. Nigga, this is my turf.
Yeah, that nigga did say some cold shit. What you think about him and talking about he'll call the police on niggas?
He better hide in the boondocks the rest of his life. He actually said that shit. I don't have nothing to do with that. Yeah. If I mean, I'm doing what I do, get my increment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's not safe, sir. I mean, I understand these tats ain't safe either, sir, but goddamn. Yo, that's horrible. You know, he's trying to get his fame, and he's going to get it. They're going to throw him on one of them boondock shows, you know.
Yeah,
I'm feeding the homeless downtown, you know, so I'm helping a lot of great people also.
What made you start doing that, bro?
Well, I keep it 55th Street. I've been in and out the county jail and prison. It's been times to where, you know, it was just me, C-Bop, and a couple of other homies on 57th and Western.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere go like that. You find me? We got the bando spots. We grinding.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? But then they have to where, you know how sometimes, bro, you have to have a legit address.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me down to the program down there. I was in the program working, saving money on hood. I go to the hood. This one, you know, I get on that snoring bus and go downtown after I leave the hood. I would see the people come down, and they would give stuff out. You know, I'm just like, wow. You know, because they need a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I did the clothing with Coach Warren, and we spent some great increments, didn't we, Lupe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was $450 motherfucking dollars. Shout out Coach Warren.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do some more clothing also. We did the fresh program time 5 and the Crip Max sweaters. They love them.
Dope.
And I let the people know also on YouTube, you know, these people, they're not gang members. You know, we just got them some new clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So don't, you know, people, don't attack them. They're
right.
You know, they have right. There's nothing wrong with them.
Right, right.
You know, but program time 5 is something nifty on 50s, and I'm going to let motherfuckers know. I was like, how you drink all that? Can you stay up? Look, nigga, I drink this motherfucker, 2 of these motherfuckers a day.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Lupe, am I lying? No. Lupe's not going to lie. She'll put it on 46th Street.
Yeah. She threw up the same
neighborhood. She'll say neighborhood, bro.
She wrote the 46, right? All right, I'm going to throw up the 4 for the hood. You know what I'm saying? So, now that's dope. Have you ever been homeless?
I have.
Okay. Is that why maybe it's close to your heart like that?
It's close. You got to look at it like this. Cause I've had, all right, you know, through the situation, getting out of jail, nigga had, you find me, motherfuckers, guarantee they nigga know I'm mental.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, cuz, but sometimes cuz can't get you a spot as soon as you get up out that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. On hood and with the parole, they got to see able to know where you at and this and that. And, you know, it's like goddamn, auntie wouldn't let me parole to her shit.
Mm-hmm.
You find me? So in the halfway house, I pretty much consider that honestly homeless. But some people are like, no, because you got a roof over your head. But at the same time, cuz damn near homeless. Because you can get into it with any of them custer ass motherfuckers in a program, punch the shit out of cuz, and guess what? You out of there, you ain't got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
You find me on neighborhood crib, auntie acting funny.
Mm-hmm.
My mama bear said, don't mention her name. So.
Hope you guys are enjoying the show. It's your boy Big Court here on the Holding Court Podcast, here with my guy, producer Ken.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, bro?
Chilling, man.
Hey, I wanted to take a second just to talk to you guys about this new product, one of our new sponsors, Manscaped, the Lawnmower 4.0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible, bro.
Man.
Incredible. It's changing my life.
Is it? How?
I mean, I'm a hairy motherfucker, bro.
Okay.
Like, real talk.
Yeah.
I had the same clippers, the wall clippers, and they can nick and they can cut. So I'm cutting down there. But I'm also cutting up here.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. You know what I mean? So now I got the Manscaped and I can separate my clipping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? One for the hair.
Uh-huh.
One for the nuts.
So you got a dedicated nut razor.
Okay. And it's not giving me the nicks and the bump. I know you was talking about the razors and the...
Man, listen, I use razors for years. You know, I would have the nicks. I would have the cuts. I would use scissors to try to trim and all of that. And you clip your skin, clip your balls, and you down. My old lady hated that. You know what I mean? Because I have an alter ego. You know, she calls me Lord Impaler. Yeah, you know what I mean? So in order for me to properly be Lord Impaler, I can't be all nicked up and uneven and itchy and all of that, you know? So, So, you know, I'm thankful for the Manscaped Lawnmower because, for one, it's got an LED light.
you know, so you can see everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You can really get detailed. Yeah, you can get really detailed. It's got guards. So you can put on the guards. Yeah. You want a one or two. You want a fade, a taper, whatever it is.
Yeah, I like a taper.
You know what I feel me? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So you got all that. Also, it's got skin-safe technology, so you don't have to worry about all that. And it's got wireless charging, so it's easy to travel with. Don't have to deal with a bunch of cumbersome cords and all that. We got enough of that with our phones.
Yeah, no, it's a ceramic blade. Like, it's a good product. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I have a lot of... I've shaved my head since I was 16.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've gone through edgers, all the different brands of clippers. And, you know...
Yeah,
I try to keep it groomed. It makes it look bigger for us who ain't Lord Impaler. You know what I mean? Some of us just poke, jab, stick and move. You know, we do what we can.
Yeah.
So, I go down there, get a nice presentation.
There it is. There it is.
You know what I mean? So, it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Keep
and
it
I'm sure your lady will appreciate it because nobody likes pubic hairs in their mouth. So, you know, that's a good thing.
That can kill the mood.
Yeah, kill the mood. Because it's like when you get the pubic hairs in your mouth, it's hard to get it. It's hard to find.
They get stuck between their teeth.
Yeah,
they
you
got
know
a little
what
bit mean? Of a gap, too.
So no more hair, no more pubic hairs in your mouth
if
you get the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. So now, how do you get it? You go to manscaped.com. I want you to type in the promo code HCP4. You get a 20% discount, correct?
Yeah, that's Holding Court Podcast, HCP number 4 in the promo code section.
And they also, guess what? They also have free shipping worldwide.
Ooh, I got friends in Japan, all over the place.
Absolutely. Nobody, even in China, they don't like pubic hair in their mouths either.
You know, I think it's a worldwide thing.
It's a worldwide thing.
Yeah, no one likes that.
I think it's a universal language. Nobody likes pubic hairs in their mouth.
Hey, man, ladies, order it for your man. If you don't like the pubic, like, don't just have him do it.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, Manscaped 4.0.
Ladies, advocate for yourself. Manscaped 4.0 Lawnmower.
Tell them again how to get it one more time.
One more time. Manscaped.com. Type in HCP4. HCP4, right? And worldwide shipping for free.
That's it. You guys heard it from the man, Lord Impaler himself.
Lord Impaler himself.
Manscaped.com.
Hey, Big Court, Producer Ken. Y'all enjoy the show. Holding Court Podcast.
Yes, sir.
So, you a mama's boy?
I wouldn't say I'm a mama's boy cub, but my mama, she verified me.
Yeah, because I know you call her Mama Bear.
That's Mama. I got Mama Bear, Granny Bear, also Baby Mama Bear.
Okay, Baby Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Okay, because you got a baby coming.
Yeah, that's Baby by a Sitch. Yeah. Baby Mama Bear, and you got Mama Bear, Granny Bear.
Okay. Right. You got siblings?
I do, on my pop's side, but I don't know them like that.
Yeah, so you're an only child by your mama?
By my mama.
Me too. I'm only child, too. That's why I know you're mama's boy. I know
my
one when I see
Cug,
one.
Cug got kids, though. He got kids. He just got to find them.
Oh, yeah.
Cug got to
find them.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with me, bro.
Yeah.
Same thing. My daddy got, like, I know him, but he got, like, 7 kids.
Yeah.
But I'm the only child by my mama. So.
Right.
It's something about us only children, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Especially boys, you know what I mean? We got to get out there and get it, you know what
you
I mean?
You got to get out and get your increments.
Yeah. You excited to become a new father?
No, that's something nifty on 50s. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. You find me? You just got to have the increments going right, you know,
mm-hmm.
make sure. Keep the kids in church. Keep the baby in church.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start feeding the homeless at 5 months old. They got mm-hmm. it.
So let me ask you, once your kid comes, now you got something to lose. Do you think that would slow down your banging, so to speak? You think that would slow you down?
Kids are very important. So you're going to make sure your kids is all right.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you take care of your kids, but you're not going to see a custer that goes find the family and just mm-hmm. never shows up in the hood never mm-hmm. again in your life.
Mm-hmm. No, but what this is what I'm asking you, though. So once you become a father, your child is here, right?
Yeah.
So now it's different now because it's just you.
You
see what I'm saying? You go to jail, something happened to you, it's just you. I mean, you got your mama and your grandma, but now that you got another life, you know what I'm saying, looking to you for protection and guidance, would that put you in a position to make a different decision? Like, say, for instance, now you see a op, you might get active, but now once your kid come, you might think about it twice, like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I really want smash, dude, but damn, I got to be here for my baby. Would you think that would influence you to slow down a bit?
Well, you got to, like I said, we're going to keep it 50-50. You got to see that for the kids regardless.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it like that. Yeah, just see there for the kids.
So what's that? That's a yes or no? What was that?
I don't know. I don't give nobody no fucking pass.
Yeah.
And I don't expect
so you ain't going. So you ain't going. You wouldn't give a pass?
I don't give passes to nobody.
You've been given a pass.
ain't never been given
you
a
pass. You ain't never been given
pass.
A pass. Never. Op ain't never gave you a pass.
Never gave me a motherfucking pass. Ever. Wow.
You think that's just generation? Because back in our generation, motherfucker give you a pass. If they see you with your old lady or see you with your kids.
I've had motherfuckers disrespect me with my people before.
Oh, that's crazy. That's new shit.
Yeah,
that's new shit. Oh, that's crazy.
On hood, niggas know how I am, nigga. I'm a disrespectful motherfucking dinker, nigga.
Yeah.
I keep it 50-50. Yeah. I don't give no motherfucking sworn in me no motherfucking pass. Never will.
Okay. So even with the kids, you going hard in the paint.
I mean, kids go with they fucking see him. Go with the baby mama. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll crib. I don't get passes because I'm not a custer.
So dig this, though, because I'm going to challenge you. I'm a little older, so I'm going to give you, you know what I'm saying? I've been where you at, so I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you some, I can go back on hindsight, you know what I mean? So think about it. So now you have your child, right? You can still make that decision, right? So for your child, right? Say you have a little boy, right?
Yeah.
And he little Crip Mac. You know what I'm saying?
No,
not Crip Mac, but he's your seed.
Right.
And so you probably want to be in his life, right?
I'm a seed, kind of like.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, would you, if you make a decision, you get killed or you go to jail, then you can't be there. You see what I'm saying?
So now you're going to see straight regardless.
Yeah, but see, but you know, like me and you grew up out. Did you grow up with your dad?
No, just pretty much. Mama out there, kid, and just pretty much that's it.
So same thing with me, right? My dad wasn't there. So I tell you this, right? So when I was 15, right, I only child with my mom, I end up going to jail on some serious shit. I had ACAs, attempted murders, all kind of shit, right? So my dad got me a lawyer, you know what I mean? But my dad, he wasn't a bad dude, but he wasn't around like that. You see what I'm saying? But when he got me the lawyer, I thought to myself, like, damn. That was kind of solid. Homie got me a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't until I got older when I was like, well, shit, if he had been around, he probably wouldn't have got a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have had somebody, you know, that male figure to come and snatch me.
Right.
And
say, he probably look, had the nigga, increments.
You know what I'm saying? Little nigga, sit your ass down.
I mean, but you said Cut was never around. So Cut owed you that motherfucking lawyer.
But
was he ever around?
Not
groceries.
So.
Let's keep it 50-50. Yeah. Groceries, clothes and shit. Oh, so he was.
No.
Was it?
So, let me see. No. So, Dad, for my father, I would see him on my birthdays.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Christmas. He was like that. Like, he would buy me shit for my birthday.
A little holiday father.
Holiday. You know what I'm saying?
But holiday again, father.
I don't want shit on my dad, though, because he's still alive. You feel me? But the truth is the truth.
He owed you that lawyer.
But dig it. Did he owe me the lawyer or did he owe me to be there?
He owed you to see there through your growing up.
Right.
But so then some fathers is never there, so a holiday father is great.
Yeah, but then think about it. I wouldn't have needed the lawyer if maybe, I ain't saying for sure, but maybe if he was around. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? So, like, think about it with you. If your dad was around and he's able to see you as you growing up and you getting into that game, he able to come and say, little nigga, come here, sit your ass down. I see what you're doing. You know, because a mama really can't do that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, do you think that if your dad was around, maybe you would have made different decisions?
Oh, he did some good construction jobs and driving trucks. So,
yeah. You see what I'm saying? So now you say that
probably driving trucks and shit.
But with you, so I'm saying now with you,
it would have stirred out a lot different.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. So that's true. So parents can help a lot of people
for sure, for sure. Because I probably would have made different decisions too. You feel me? So now I'm saying. So now look at the process. So now you got to be there. Because then if you not there, if you go to jail, get killed. So now your little one, he got to be left to the same shit to navigate
him
the same
her.
Shit. Him or her got to navigate the same shit you had to navigate. You see what I'm saying?
Fine. They got baby mama bear. Got to figure it out.
Yeah, but that's just a woman. Just like your mama was just a woman.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You're right about that.
You see what I'm saying? So now I go back to the question. So now when the little one come, would you move a little bit different? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, you got to keep the same energy at all times. But you would have to make sure, pretty much that, I have good people like Lupe and different people
around
me. You know, we put them in the car, get them where they got to go, back and forth, back and forth. And if I show, get them up out of the city where they, you find me, where they in a nice nifty environment, something cut that's a clean cut area.
You can put them in a gated community, but it ain't nothing still like having their daddy around. You feel me? So Lupe and your family, they could protect
you could see, you know, how the situation, you could see the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Every weekend, you're not doing interviews and shows and different weird shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just going, you know, I got to give you the OG shit because I'm a little bit older, you know what I mean?
You should have had some big booty sitches twerking naked on top of this motherfucker.
we could do that. You want us to order that up, we can have him here by the end of the show.
We can. We sure the fuck can. Yeah.
Hey, so we was talking before. I'm going to transition about it. But I want you to think about that, though.
Cause,
because let
smart.
Me tell you,
that's
let
smart.
Me tell
You're
you though
smart,
why.
Man.
I'm going to tell
yeah,
you why. I'm going to tell you why. Because I probably see you differently than everybody else. Yeah. I see you smart. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
see the potential.
Nickel. I'm a
I see the potential.
Nickel.
You feel me? I see the potential. So sometimes some people just need somebody to come in and give them a different perspective on things, you know. And see, sometimes this is where the OGs drop the ball. You feel me?
To what do you mean just, drop the ball?
What, the OGs? Yeah. Yeah, the OGs to come in and show the younger generation how to do shit.
Not drop the dime, drop the ball.
Drop the ball, you feel me?
Oh, you mean like give them game?
Give them game
and
shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I keep it 55th Street. Yeah. You can only help so many motherfuckers.
This is real. This
you
is
can't
true.
Help everybody.
This is true.
But you want to take your people that you got love five, your love fives on hood.
For sure.
And you want to keep them close five of you.
For sure.
You know, you don't want to just throw motherfuckers out five the water or the sea. You want to see their five of them as they grow and five see five. See, successful.
For sure. For sure. You feel me? So, but that's what I'm saying. So the same way that giving back to the homeless is passion, your passion.
Giving back five the motherfucking community.
Exactly.
Got Lupe bringing the food. Isaac Max in the back. We're going to Denny's, Lupe. Isaac Max say he's the op goblin.
The Op Goblin.
Yeah, Isaac Mack, he's 2 years old.
What's that, the Op Goblin?
It's a song. You ever heard the Op Goblin?
Nah.
Oh, goddamn.
Who seen that?
That's me, Baby T. Loke, and Big Stretch from 57th Street.
Okay.
Op Goblin's Hard is all Mastermind by ODM Slim.
Okay. So your rap shit, so you got a rap career that you're working on?
I guess this would be, I do features all day, right, Lupe?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I do features.
So you got an album dropping or what?
I already had the mixtape drop. Lupe, you should have brought it. You're slipping. I had my mixtape. Yeah.
Yeah. So you already dropped the mixtape?
Go get it out of my backpack. She's going to go get my bag. Run, Lupe. Take some water with you. You haven't programmed time five or programmed time four. Anytime this goddamn month. Only Popeye's chicken.
Hey, so dig this. So you
She's
got
a great
so so you got your program shit going on. So your workout shit. I see you do your workout shit. You
I'm trying to get stronger.
Yeah, is that some shit that you developed locked up? Yeah,
it's called program, like you said. So you don't gotta get ready.
Yeah,
you find me.
So what's your program consist of? What kind of shit you do?
I do the burpees. I do the push-ups. I got weights. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to start with with Coach Warren. I'm going to start doing some running through the park and get myself right. Mm-hmm. On hood, I got the thing now, the program time five challenge, where you push yourself as far as you can go.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is what I'm saying, my nigga. This is why you need management. Because, see, they'll show you how to really get that going. You know what I mean? To monetize that shit and turn it. Because you're a brand. Hold on, Crib Mac. You know you're a brand now, right? You a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? So you can get Crip Max cereal, goddammit, clothing,
Crip
all that
Mac
shit.
Cereal.
You
can
get
a, nigga, oh,
you
my
get a,
God.
Nigga, you could get a Crip Mac motherfucking doll, nigga. I'm telling you. And pull the string and that
Somebody
bitch say on 55th Street.
Yeah, I just don't know how to do that type of shit.
That's why you need management, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. You a brand now, bro. You a business, so you got to treat it as such. You like
I'm
this OE shit,
great
need to tap in with them bitches and get a check. You feel me?
Maybe I have to fuck the old English people.
You
I
might.
Gotta fuck, I gotta, gotta
you
fuck
might.
One of the stitches.
You might. It might be an old white one, but you would
That's
you
It's all right.
You
I'll, okay. She'll love it. I can put a blue rag on their lip. Look.
You gonna go in like that?
Goddamn. She'll love it, Tone. We'll get some Popeye's chicken.
Yeah. Hey, we was talking about this. So you said you would do OnlyFans too.
Oh, well, that's something nifty on 50s. It's on hood. You find me something cool.
Yeah, OnlyFans. So OnlyFans, so what you would do it, what, a threesome?
All the big booty slut sitches, also some fat sitches.
Yeah, you'll eat an really asshole.
On neighborhood crib, that's normal. Scrawny sitches. I'm going to keep it 55th Street. I love sitches. I love beautiful sitches. Mm-hmm. But a scrawny sitch look like she's starving, because I like 5'8". I'm a big boy.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with no scrawny sitch that look like she's on crystal meth.
Yeah.
I want a thick sitch or a fat sitch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goddamn. Throw that motherfucker on the stage. Just throw it. Let him throw it.
Yeah. So you like red bones. You like thick sitches. I mean, bitches.
Red bone cut. It's like what about a blue bone? They don't have blue bones yet.
They ain't got no blue bones, bro. Oh, red God bones. Damn. That's what you prefer. You prefer a big booty. So you like them thick. Like thick, almost fat thick, God. Or like.
Oh no, I like her thick. I like her fat. I like her fat. I like her fat.
So you don't mind the little fupa, the little gut?
I like grabbing it. Yes. And put my finger in her asshole after. They love it.
Why after? Why not doing?
Well, most times when you rubbing, you're feeling on it. Most times you're at the Popeye's chicken restaurant.
Okay. You ever had sex in the Popeye's bathroom?
No, cuz I don't do nothing like that.
You don't do?
I could get a Motel 5, cuz.
Uh-huh. It's a Motel 5?
With the old English, some crib too, some Popeye's chicken. I got sitches that travel across the world just for I get fucked by Crip Mac. Then they go backfire their husband.
Okay.
We don't want to mention names. I don't want nothing to happen to her.
You didn't.
Or the other hers.
So you'd have knocked off a couple wives, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows.
Have you seen your vagina count go up since you've been blowing up? Like,
it went up a little bit, cuz. Mostly it was just you know, the sitches around Western Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You fired me, shit like that, cuz. But now it's, they traveling. I got people that stay out here. I'll get the Motel 5. Let's go.
Yeah.
Popeye's chicken with the Crip Juice.
Uh-huh.
And they love the song Dessert. She already won her asshole age. Their husband ain't doing it. Oh, goddamn, cuz gonna lose. Like I said in the song.
Damn. So that's how you get them with eating their ass, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a song called Crip Juice. I'll let y'all hear. It's you probably can pull up on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Crip Juice. I got to send it probably through my email. You love my song, Crip Juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this. It's the Blue Calypso with the Seagram's gin.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's strong. It's like strong on your teeth on her. It's like real sweet.
Yeah.
Good shit, dog. I go great with some blueberry kush or something like that.
What was up with you and Cardi B? Because I know you had an issue with her at one point.
Well, it's an issue. Cardi C. I was at a Oscar reception, and some people that just, you know, coming in from the county, they came in from, you know, the streets.
Mm-hmm.
They got the county jail and the county prison, and they told me about how she was dissing the Crips.
Mm-hmm.
You fired me, disrespectful shit. So I just got on that, like, this shit is real. I'm sitting in the penitentiary. This motherfucking shit is real out here. It's not a game. Five you to think you could do this, because some motherfucking Damu out there told you to do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This shit ain't a game out here, and people don't realize until they come out here.
Yeah, for sure.
This shit is what you would call treacherous.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, bro. I'm from Kansas City, and the gang politics out here way different. Because I tell motherfuckers, y'all generational with this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers born into
Muslims
this shit.
In the prisons out there, Muslims.
Yeah.
Muslims, there's Muslims in the county jail and shit. You know, they do their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got some people that would stop by and talk with a Muslim, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've never gotten to five that type of stuff, but at the same time, I knew some Muslims in there. Mm-hmm. You know, he would just read, mind his own, you know, take care of his. So I would get commissary, I'd give a couple of soups on. He wrote nifty on 50s.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's the worst thing you've seen in jail?
Oh, goddamn. The worstest thing I've seen. Well, we can't mention names, because we don't, you know, this is. Oh. Well, we had a you know, a pimp, gangbanger come in, Wayside, whatever, kid. You know, you ever been to Wayside Supermax? You got the downstairs, it's a dorm right here, Kelly Hood, and you go upstairs. Oh, neighborhood Crip Cud come in, Cud got a gang of his enemies. Yeah, see me, you know, we talk, whatever I tell kid. I say, look, no custard shit. We're going to go ahead and keep it 55th Street. I let him know, hey, you got some enemies in here. He said, all right. His eyes got big. The motherfucker started to water. I said, "Cut, take your fucking ass upstairs, Custer." Cut went upstairs. Young nigga, yeah, he's old. He, you know, he's a little older. It's pimp, pretty boy type of cuh. Mm. Light skinned cuh, green eye type cuh, long hair type cuh. Oh, neighborhood crip cuh. Cuh, get there, kid, cuh, throw one punch like this with his head down, just let the nigga just beat up on cuh. The nigga, other homie, beat up on cuh. The other two niggas beat up on cuh. By the time they came to cuh, the stairs is right here on neighborhood crib. Cuh just took a roll. Suicidal down that motherfucker. Might as well PC it up, fool.
Yeah.
On neighborhood crib.
That's the worst thing you seen in that bitch?
That was worse right there. I mean,
you ain't seen nobody stabbed up, stretched out, no shit like that.
The county, more so the penitentiary, but you know the penitentiary, it's riots in there. It's just so that's the type of shit there. No, so much the county, just you know, it's a gang of squabbles, a gang of fags. Sure. But how it is, win, lose, or draw, get in there, cuz you're a man. You're not a custer. Sure. You're not a boy. Yeah. You're a man.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So how that motherfucker rolled down that stairs. Mm-hmm. As soon as he hit the bottom of the stairs, he just passed out. He rose his hand. I said, well, that's a great way to custer your sway about this motherfucker. Yeah. But a lot of motherfuckers say, guess what? How it is in jail, you fight, it's not a PC. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they saying he didn't do no custer shit, but in my eyes,
you
ain't
suicide. Stand up.
Yeah,
that nigga ain't standing up.
Well, he swung once.
Ain't standing up. That ain't standing up. You know what I mean? Hey, my mama told me win, lose, or draw as long as you fight. At the
fight
end of
hard.
The day, as long as you fight,
fight hard.
It don't matter because a motherfucker gonna respect you, even if they whoop you, but you fought back.
Motherfucker gonna respect you.
You know
course,
what I mean?
Of course.
So you can't just be, you know what I'm saying, doing the whole ass shit. So how long was he washing draws up in that bitch after that?
Oh, no, he wasn't washing draws. He was, you know, he's a crip, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't washing draws or nothing like that. They just sent him to another unit. That was about it.
Wow. Wow. So how long was you in prison? How long did you have to do in there?
Shit, that was only, 10 months? It was just a blower, kid. That was 2018, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time, it's just parole violation, back and forth.
Mm-hmm. So you spoke earlier, you said something about your mental. So what's your mental state? Have you, like, had to go and see somebody or whatever?
No, I don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah. Do you think you have some type of mental shit or, I mean?
A lot of people think so. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is, some people say it is, some people say it's not.
Really? So how much practice did it take for you or did it come natural for the lingo? You know what I'm saying? Because you do it and you don't even think about it.
I told you all the homies talk like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how they talk. You know, I guess. My shit just went more viral.
Mm-hmm. Why you think your shit went more viral?
I don't know. They just people around the world found the shit interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. So what's your plans moving forward, bro?
I'm just get these increments, stack up the best I can, do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, what's your plans? Where you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I can have a nickel bar and grill. It's a grill where we sell food and and alcohol. Older homie Tiny Sea Dog, Jesse Bivens, had that. We was in a Long Sea Check spot, and he was telling me about that. How that was years ago. He was just letting me know how we should have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else?
Also, I'm gonna get with some football shit with the kids, like how big you do.
Mm-hmm.
Do that shit, but that's years long.
Mm-hmm.
Getting some, you know, I'm getting into, you know, some acting parts. You find me, that type of shit.
You got a relationship with Big U?
I've only met once. I keep it 55th Street. Mm-hmm. That was years ago. I was a smaller teenager then. Mm-hmm. So. That's when I was at Nip's shop with Sloss and Bruce cleaning up the parking lot. Boy Scooby C-Tune cut worked inside, and Black Sam cut would pay us to work in that parking lot there.
Mm-hmm.
We would sweep up. That's when it was the Sloss and Ab shop.
Yeah.
Before that was Sloss and T's.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a work experience, you know, as far as that. Mm-hmm. But I've only seen Big U that time, and that was there. And the next right there, he had an office right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have any other notable motherfuckers reached out to you since you've been blowing up on social media?
China Mac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you fuck with China Mac pretty tough.
Yeah. China Mac's cool. He was trying to get me to do some shit out of state, but Pro ain't going five.
He's the one that had problems with Charleston, too, right? He did.
Yeah, over after the Asian shit.
Yeah, when he made the Asian comments.
Yeah.
Charleston, why you going to say whatever he can say? You fight me, so okay, I could blow up more. Niggas ain't paying attention to shit. I'm never gonna put a nickel in Cuff pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like with a crib.
If you seen Charleston White, what would you say to him?
Don't say nothing to Cuff.
Shit, just bing him, huh? You wouldn't even do that, huh?
Say nothing to Cuff.
You wouldn't even stomp homie out, huh?
I wouldn't say nothing to Cuff.
But we know what that means.
Yeah, say nothing.
Yeah.
We got the mixtape. He just brought that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the mixtape.
Is it on iTunes?
No. People that get the copy. My email is CRIPMAC.
So you
FIVE.
So you straight out the trunk with this one, huh?
At gmail.com. No, straight off the internet. Okay.
No, I'm saying, but you ain't selling these hand to hand in the hood?
No.
Okay. So you shipping them to people that want them?
I ship them.
Okay. How much you selling for?
They 55.
Okay. Okay.
Hey man, you might want to get into the streaming.
I mean,
you got such a big fan base.
Exactly.
Already.
So
I'm getting that shit fight together with the EP. I'm Five Real. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm gonna get the shit fight together. Got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, there's some distribution sites at DistroKid and some of those other places
I have that type of shit already. I'll get it done.
Yeah, you gotta get on there, bro. Yeah. I think what you should do, bro, because I see the potential with your brand, man. Definitely. So, you know, like I'm from the hood too, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I signed with No Limit back in 1995.
How that shit, you know, how much increments did
it
you
was make? Good. It was good. I still work with P to this day, you know what I mean?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
How's
but
that going?
It's good. But you know, the thing is one thing that I learned, man, is you want to comprise a good team around you. You know what I'm saying? To be able to really, really seize the moment and go to the top of what you're doing. You know what I mean?
A great team.
Mm-hmm. A great fucking team. So you know what you don't know, and you hire the people that do know. You feel me? So that way, you know what I mean? You can really expand on what it is that you're trying to do and what you got. Because you got a lot of potential. You just got to put the right motherfuckers that you trust around you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got a very few of them. So yeah. I'll figure shit out. You know,
but what it is you'll start dealing with a different element.
The increments and all that shit, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I check my email. I take care of everybody's features, kid. They 5, 6, 7, whatever feature. They $200 piece come and take care of that shit every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? So right now it's not blowing up like it is. I just don't get as much. You fight me, I get to sleep sometimes, and then sometimes I gotta stay up. I gotta work hard.
Yeah, for sure.
I gotta fucking work hard.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting it like that. But once it start going like that, then I'm gonna get, you know, a little management, whatever, to push.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. How you gonna transition into acting and shit? What kind of roles you wanna do?
I mean, shit. What the fuck is they paying?
But shit, you gotta build it up. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not starting with no small increments.
That, regular, you know, old like actors usually $500 a day for like extra work and shit like that. That's usually
it depends what I'm doing though.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think you could win with like independent shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
motherfucker,
win.
Cast you as yourself, really. You know what I mean?
I could win. We just gotta find solid people. That's not a grimy. Or
yeah, for sure.
Out five, get you five. You
yeah,
increments.
Yeah, motherfuckers is out five self.
On hood about increments.
Yeah,
motherfucking increments.
See, this nigga got me talking in the lingo
now. You fall back.
Something nifty on 50.
Hey, it's all good, bro. Well, man, we ain't going to keep you, bro. I'm glad you came and you blessed the show, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm watching you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely keep in contact with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because I see the potential of everything you're doing. You know what I mean?
Great potential, great things. Yeah. Five the community. Mm-hmm. More soul food, more great shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kindness of my heart, you find me, kid? You know, ain't nobody better than nobody else, kid, mm-hmm. You know? I see, I aspire a lot of motherfuckers to do their program time. Five, mm-hmm. What you would say, program time. Four, like I let the world know, I don't got no issue with no gangs with the four.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Hardhead FIP is from 40 Crip.
Mm-hmm.
The 40s. You fight me? Mm-hmm. On hood, it's just how we talk. On hood, it's the 50s. On hood, but at the same time, like I said, they you know, they glamorize the program time. Five, oh, this and that. Everything going to see all right. It's great. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a great message for a lot of people at the same time. I ain't seen a lot of motherfuckers go out and feed homeless, but everybody copied the program time five. So I saw a lot of motherfuckers is five themselves and nobody else. And your custers, I'm going to keep it 55th Street.
Mm-hmm. Where can they get you at, bro? What's your social media handles?
CRIPMAC55NHC _.
There it is. There it is.
My email is CRIPMACFIVE@gmail.com. That's it. I'm hood. And that's, interviews, features. Sometimes they want to give me a show. I've done a couple music shows.
Mm-hmm.
You find me, they come with the right amount of increments and don't think I just want a motherfucking old English and some Popeye chicken, I'm some type of custard.
Yeah.
When you come with the right amount of increments, we can make something happen.
For sure.
Keep it 55th Street.
All right. Well, shit. Hey, that's my nigga Crip Mac, producer Ken Big Court here for the Holding Court podcast. Man, you always a friend of the show, so you always welcome.
Sure. I like it. I like the setup. It's real nifty on 50s.
Yeah, anything.
It's a nice old hood. Yeah.
Anytime you want to come and push whatever, bro, you're more than welcome. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Big Court, Holding Court.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's another one.
That's it.
All right.
Good shit, cuz.
An alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.